This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Palestinians were fleeing on Monday near an apartment in Gaza City after it was hit by an Israeli strike. Fire was seen billowing inside the apartment as men tried to put it off and attempted to rescue casualties. More than 40,000 Palestinians have been killed in the war, according to Gaza's health ministry. The crowded enclave has been laid to waste, and most of its 2.3 million people have been displaced multiple times and face acute shortages of food and medicine, humanitarian agencies say. Israel has issued new evacuation orders in the central Gaza Strip, forcing more families to flee, saying its forces intend to act against militant group Hamas and others operating in the area. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Premature Palestinian babies were being evacuated from the main hospital in Gaza's Deir Bala on Monday, following new evacuation orders issued by Israel. The United Nations said humanitarian aid operations in the area have ground to a halt as a result of the new orders, and more families have been forced to flee. Some now live in makeshift tents on the beach in Gaza's Khan Yunis. Israel has issued several evacuation orders across Gaza in recent days, the most since the beginning of the 10-month-old war.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. A Greek-flagged crude oil tanker has been on fire in the Red Sea since Friday after an attack by Yemen's Houthis with no obvious signs of an oil spill, the EU Red Sea Naval Mission said in a post on X on Monday. The EU mission published photos dated on Sunday showing fire and smoke coming out of the vessel's main deck. It's carrying 150,000 tons of crude oil and poses an environmental hazard, shipping officials said, worried about a large oil spill. This is VOA News. Ukrainian officials say Russia launched more than 200 missiles and drones in an attack, and neighboring NATO member Poland reported a drone had probably entered its airspace during the bombardment. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino reports.
Kyiv said the attack targeted power or other critical infrastructure in at least 10 regions. Power cuts and water supply outages were reported in many areas, including parts of the capital. President Volodymyr Zelensky said work was already underway to get power flowing again. Monday's attack was the most intense in weeks. It comes as Ukraine is claiming new ground in a major cross-border incursion into Russia's southern Kursk region. Meanwhile, Russian forces are steadily inching forward in Ukraine's east.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. A federal judge in Texas has issued a temporary pause on U.S. President Joe Biden's administration's new protections that would allow immigrant spouses of U.S. citizens a path to citizenship. The order on Monday comes after 16 states, led by Republican attorneys general, challenged the program in a lawsuit filed last week. President Joe Biden launched the program in June, and the application process has been open for a week. The policy offers spouses of U.S. citizens without legal status who meet certain criteria a path to citizenship by applying for a green card and staying in the U.S. while undergoing the process. 13 U.S. service members were killed 3 years ago on Monday during a suicide bombing as U.S. troops were withdrawing from Afghanistan. The attack at the Kabul airport also left 18 U.S. service members critically injured and killed 170 Afghan civilians. VOA's Gina Dulo reports.
Marking the third anniversary of the bombing, families of the fallen are pressing the Biden administration for accountability for those responsible for the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. The war in Afghanistan was the longest war in U.S. history, spanning almost two decades. President Joe Biden and his administration defended his decision to bring all troops home in 2021, saying they had long achieved the mission of diminishing Al-Qaeda and preventing Afghanistan from ever being a terrorist haven. Jenya Dulo, VOA News, Simi Valley, California.
A U.S. Army private who fled to North Korea just over a year ago will plead guilty to desertion and four other charges and take responsibility for his conduct, his lawyer said on Monday. The Army had charged Army Private Travis King with 14 offenses, and it scheduled a hearing for last month in Texas. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.